his mind. He got 5 laps ahead of his competitors. Everyone congratulated him. The only person not impressed with the race was Astra. She didn't even look at him. Basie sighed heavily, for the plan hadn't worked. All the next day, Basie and Obi played in the yard with their toy cars. As usual, Astra tried to simply not notice them. "Spar is a really strong guy," she would say casually, walking past the boys. "It's as though she's fallen in love with him," Basie grumbled as he watched her pass by.
"It serves him right. Let him suffer from her antics," laughed Obi as he was trying to win the sandbox race with his toy car.
Basie suddenly said that his car had a rocket engine. After that, it took off into the air, and it was impossible to catch up to it. Basie expected that his friend would now admit defeat and congratulate him on his victory. But Obi got offended instead. He lost interest in racing and started building sandcastles. At that moment, Basie realized that there was some kind of connection between Obi's reaction and Astra's. In both cases, he had won the race, but nobody really cared. "Are you offended?"
"Of course. After all, you're not playing fairly."
"It's not my fault that my car had a rocket engine."
"It is your fault, trickster. Any moron can win that way,"
noted Obi as he continued to play all by himself. That's when Basie finally understood what he had done wrong. It turns out that winning alone is not enough. You need to do it honestly, because otherwise nobody else will value your win. Everything turned out to be more difficult than he had expected, but now he would be able to win Astra's attention for sure. That night, Basie dreamt that he was being chased by an enormous dump truck. He was initially afraid, but then he realized that it was a dream. And as soon as you realize that you're dreaming, you're already in Basieland. Then, Basie once again landed on the racetrack and picked out his red machine on the starting line. He could discern Astra and Luder rooting for him in the vast crowd. Suddenly, familiar but offensive voices could be heard in the vicinity.
"Loser, you haven't got a chance."
Basie looked around. It turns out that the one-eyed and one-armed aliens that he recognized from before were sitting in a yellow car next to him. As soon as the race began, they immediately rushed out ahead without Basie having a chance to react, leaving him in last place. It was only just...